entering the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9 FM. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. Now here's your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It is show number 702, or is it 703, in our original It's Your Business series. And as we do on Wednesdays from March to Labor Day, we talk the business of golf with a panel of elite golf vendors, two doctors, and, oh yes, a businessman, author, a graduation speaker, and cake maker today who brings life and golf into the same thought process. And like many of you, we know there's been a lot of damage from the extreme rains and damage that went with this. Our thoughts go out to you, and our thought too is that this too will pass. Mother Nature has really kind of challenged us a little bit, and It's Your Business with our shows has dealt with those remedies. This show is going to deal with a different business, and that is the business of golf. Dave Austed, 10 Austed stores around the Midwest, two in Sioux Falls, kicks us off. Dave, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, the fairways are green. trying to put a nice spin on it. When the water recedes, the greens will be, the fairways will be really green. The greens will be really lush. It's I've never seen anything like this. It's crazy. I was talking to Don Hill the other day, and they had 13 inches of rain out at Baker Crossing in, like, 36 hours. I mean, it's, like, nuts. But fortunately, we have a number of courses that, I mean, if you want to play golf, you still can play golf. I mean, I think Baker's is open full 18 today, and I think Willow's still kind of a little underwater. I know Brandon has some problems.
I'm supposed to be playing golf there at 10:30. You think any chance?
Well, you got a kayak?
Well, it's supposed to be with Mayor Huther and Jim Lowe.
Maybe Mayor Huther can part the waters and just make it all happen. I don't know, but it's been interesting. You know, we had a cold spring and had a little slow start, and now we got this going on. I will tell you that, you know, for a long time, Sioux Falls seemed to be missing a lot of the rain, and this year we're getting it every time. And around us, it's not that bad. I'm going to be in Omaha this weekend. They got some rain down there, but the golf courses are all open, looking great, and all in good shape. So we just got hammered this year. It's kind of what happens. So
somebody said some prayers for green fairways, enough water to make it work.
Yes.
And if we can find them, we can all get to heaven.
Yes, absolutely. Well, like I said, we'll be taking a kayak there, but it's been interesting. Yeah, it's been a fascinating year, and you know, this will pass. This too shall pass. We are hardy, hardy Midwesterners. We will get through this, and there is a lot of really good golf coming up, and we're going to have some very lush greens and fairways for a long time, so make sure you get out there and play.
You know, we've talked about the poor merchandisers.
Yes.
And how we should feel sorry for them. Yes. And you included. 10 stores, two in Sioux Falls. What we still have are summer sales, and now do you have anything that involves swimming?
The rain suits have been going really well. They really, really been going phenomenal. But no, like I said before, this is a fascinating year because the slow start, particularly on the coast, all the manufacturers are on sale. So I have virtually my entire store in the middle of June on sale. Every pair of shoes, every golf ball is at least $2 off. You can save up to 60% on a set of irons. You've got drivers that were normally $400 for $149. Golf carts are all on sale. Golf bags are all on sale. So, I've said this before, this is a great place to play golf because you've got phenomenal golf courses, very reasonable prices with Great Life and some of the other courses out here. And you've got Austed's here with some incredible products at great, great prices. And again, we custom fit at no extra charge to make sure you get the right product. So come out and see us, man. It's this is the time to get out there and get ready to go because there's still a lot of golf to be played.
One of the things we've heard, even with the strange year that it's been, is, and it was one of the Great Life people that was sharing, a record number of rounds this year.
Absolutely.
Even with the weather that we've had, maybe doubling what these courses have had.
Well, and I think that's going to happen. And what got me really excited about the whole Great Life concept was it's going to get families out. And we're seeing every day we have families coming into our stores saying, you know, with this Great Life deal, I can have my wife and kids on a Sunday afternoon when typically you'd be paying green fees to go play six holes. You're a Great Life member, you go play six holes, fine, you're done. You go home. If your kid's tired, you go home. And we're seeing a lot more women, a lot more kids going out and playing, and that's what we need in this game. We need more people to get out and play, and that's happening. So I'm very excited when things settle down with Mother Nature here. We're going to see that I think this Great Life concept works, and it works really well.
Let me help you market here. I think you ought to have a boat out in front of your store on 10th okay. and 41st.
All right.
And if people can identify who's in the boat, it could be somebody in orange pants.
Somebody in orange pants.
And it could work.
I told Bill offline, I said, my mission is to go find him a pair of orange pants, and I am going to call when I get back, now that I have his measurements that I won't mention on the air, but it will be a special order.
That's not very nice.
I'm just saying it could be.
I know,
be,
and I did share with you.
Yes, you did, and I will find you a pair of orange pants. We're going to have to do a little alterations for it, but I mean, we're going to have a picture. We're going to put you up there, and we're going to have Ricky Fowler right next to you. Just see who could identify who here from behind. That would be good. Wouldn't that be a fun contest?
What I would do is put Puma on one side and Austin on the other.
or beeping when we back up or something like that. Road construction. I'm sorry. That's not nice.
Maybe orange bibs will be the new trend.
I don't know. I don't know why Bill is so into orange. But you know what? We've learned over the years, Randy, if Bill has something he's going with, you got to go with it.
He's a trendsetter.
He is a trendsetter. Nobody's following, but he's a trendsetter.
That's okay. That makes it unique.
Absolutely. Hey, how about a major? This is kind of indicative of the golf industry. The story on Sunday, we had the U.S. Open playing, and the number one story was a guy on the driving range down in Florida because Tiger Woods is now taking full swings. That was a bigger story than Martin Keimer walking away with the U.S. Open. And
embarrassing the rest of the field.
Oh, my gosh. It was I hate to say it. It was a snooze fest. I mean, he actually had the tournament won Friday night, played a phenomenal four rounds, but it was over Friday night, and unfortunately, had he gotten a cold or the sniffles or whatever, we would have had an incredible tournament because Eric Compton, who's on his third heart, two heart transplants.
That would have been the better story.
Oh, my goodness. He and Ricky Fowler would have been tied. They would have ended up going into a playoff, and what an incredible story that would have been, but Martin Keimer had to show up and mess up the party. So it was a snooze fest, and the big story was that now Tiger is doing full swings, including the driver. He's feeling good. And the big question is, when's Tiger coming back? And he's sponsoring a tournament in 2 weeks. There's some speculation he might come back then, but it's also more likely that he'll probably be back by the British Open. So we need Tiger. Whether you like him or not, we need Tiger to be playing.
That means you sell more red shirts on Sunday.
Absolutely. You got red or orange, whatever, because Ricky wears orange now.
Well, being a Cardinal fan, I have to
okay.
go back
All
and
right.
forth.
You are a colorful guy, dude.
I'm a little different, but that's me.
You said it, not me.
I know. But we have
not that we hadn't all said it at one point or another. But
you know, ironically, we have all these doctors in the show.
Right.
We have all these golf vendors that are AAA. Trust me. You guys are all excellent. And we get smoked by the cake maker.
I know.
By the guy that's Mr. Pinnacle. Sitting right there beside you, smiling this morning. He's back from the dead.
Win majors. Just win majors. That's all.
Well, you didn't pick Keimer, did you?
Oh yeah.
Seriously, did you?
Oh, yeah.
How did you pull that just one out of your... That is...
Focus on the majors.
Oh,
that's all I can tell
gosh.
You.
Oh, my gosh. That was total blind luck. You need to admit that. Come on. That was total. You didn't even put into your picks. You just randomly went down and pulled it. Seriously, did you pick Keimer?
Actually, in the other pool that I'm in, the season long pool, Martin's on my team, and I've done well with him because he's won two significant paychecks naturally. He's up like almost $4 million in two tournaments.
Well, the amazing thing is they asked Keimer before the rounds on Thursday and Friday what would be a good score, and he said, well, if I could shoot a 68, 69 on one day and maybe a 70, 72 on the next day, I would be thrilled. Well, he shoots 65 on both days. Tournament's over.
10 under.
Knock it over. It's over. It's all done. And he didn't even realize that he could play that well. And it's so rare. And I was talking to somebody the other day, actually someone in the golf industry, and they say, you know, every once in a while, and we've had this, I'm sure you've had this too, Randy, where every once in a while, you just kind of see it. You're on the putting green and you see the line and it just happens. And those putts start going in and they start flying in. And Keimer had it. I mean, he's a good golfer, obviously. But even he would say his ability on those incredibly difficult greens were just, I mean, it just happened. And he just happened to carry it from one day to another and he did extremely well. And every once in a while, we amateurs feel that too. We're out there on the green and all of a sudden you kind of feel this. Yeah, I see the line there. I see that. You putt it, and boom, it goes in the hole. You know, it's kind of fun. Doesn't happen often, But, boy, it sure happened for Keimer this last weekend.
Well, I think it's only fair right now. Dave Austed having picked on me a little bit this morning.
No. I was team on you.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's dressed in gray and blue this morning. He's got a lot of color.
I do.
What he's, all these shirts in the warehouse, all these shirts, and he comes in a Callaway blue shirt.
It looks good. Come on. You got to admit.
Yeah, it does. It's unique in the show this morning. What I'm going to have is the guy that won last week to kind of help you with your picks this
Thank you. Let him
boo or cheer as you announce your A-team. Are you ready?
That would be great.
All right.
All right, my A-team. On the tee, Bubba Watson, who missed the cut last week, and he's going to be out for revenge. He's a field player, and
he loves
the Travelers.
He played very well
at that course, so he will win the tournament right there. I'm just telling you. Bubba will be back. He will win the tournament. I got the Brent Snedeker.
Snedeker. Tom Watson's best buddy.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of fun. He's on the bench. My B players are Jason Day, who's playing phenomenally well, and Dustin Johnson, who played well at the U.S. Open. On the bench, Keegan Bradley, who is the golf's answer to the Rain Man, who he goes back and forth on putts. He's got all these twitches and all these
weird... Can't get his hat straight either.
He is the weirdest dude I've ever seen. I mean, he is bizarre.
Well, thank you.
Don't like the red shoes.
You're number two. And Zach Johnson, our man from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, is on the bench. And then my C player is Charlie Hoffman, who's not nearly as interesting after he got a haircut. He had the world's worst haircut before. And on the bench... Harris English, who just sounds dignified and just adds a bit of class to my entire picks. Randy, how'd I do?
Thank you.
You did good. I think you're going to hear a lot of similar names from my list.
I think this is going to be kind of one of those.
No, he's,
it's actually a good field. It's a great, you know, Hunter Mahan's playing.
You've got some names that I think that you've done a little studying. I think somebody called
him. I'm like Dr. Burton. Now I'm researching.
Week where he's done well. Don't make him sound like he's Mr. Procrastinator.
Did you bring a cake this morning?
I did not. Okay.
Let's get away, Randy.
He brought the cake.
We'll talk about that cake, and we'll talk with Randy Dierheim. This is the week after the U.S. Open, all a part of the business of golf. Back at Advanta Mortgage with Jim Lowe. Jim, why should I use Advanta Mortgage?
At Advanta Mortgage, we specialize just in mortgage loans. At Advanta Mortgage, we process and underwrite our own loans here in Sioux Falls. We have loan officers on call 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our interest rates are very competitive.
Apply online at AdvantaMortgage.com, 275-2777, NMLS number 162-291. What is Advanta Mortgage's mission statement?
Advanta Mortgage emphasizes the highest professional standard of mortgage lending, priding ourselves on our integrity, honesty, character, and competency, knowledge, and communication. Advanta Mortgage has a passion for serving customers and will strive to become the strongest and best mortgage lender in the market.
Stop by our new location at 57th at the Bridges, 57th and Western, or call 275-2777. Take the first step. Visit us at AdvantaMortgage.com. Advanta Mortgage, mortgage bankers you can count on. An equal housing opportunity lender.
I said we got your game. We are one score today.
The weather's warm, the courses are in great shape, and our huge spring golf sale is going on now. Hi folks, Dave Austed with Austed's Golf. Well, it took a while to get out on the course, and big manufacturers like TaylorMade, Callaway, and Ping panicked, and they dropped their prices like a rock. So that means we've got some ridiculous deals on everything in our stores. From drivers to irons, golf balls to apparel, our stores are packed.
Have you ever heard of an iron sale at the beginning of the season? Crazy, right? Austed's can save you up to $300 on the name brand sets of irons from Callaway, TaylorMade, Cobra, Adams, and more.
Right now, you'll save big on TaylorMade irons, FootJoy golf shoes, Adidas golf shirts, Ping drivers, Bridgestone balls, and hundreds more. If there's ever been a time to shop Austed's, this is it. Our huge spring sale is on now. See you soon or online at Austed's.com. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Oh, we've got good game. Your Austed's golf store.
I'm Tony Bachman with Keller Williams. Canterbury Village, all in easy living, East Sioux Falls, just east of Sycamore and Madison. Canterbury Village is about people, people like Tom Johnson.
For the last 4 years, we've kind of been searching for a home. When we went to looking for a home with all the amenities on one level, it became a challenge in Sioux Falls. In addition to Canterbury Village having that, no steps, that requirement of our search was met. To see the parties that they had on a monthly basis, to see the sense of community that already exists there, It was a no-brainer for Cheryl and I to be part of that.
Canterbury Village is not in some far-off land. The builder, Brad and Tammy, bring years of skill, craftsmanship, and love to this project. Condo starting in the 260s.
We schedule open houses almost every weekend, but if you'd like a private tour, just call us at 275-0555 or visit us online at youronlinehomeguide.com.
Canterbury Village. Sounds like home to me.
Rush Limbaugh, weekdays 11 to 2. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. Actually, on this Wednesday, it's the business of golf. And we did in our first segment talk with Dave Austed, Randy Dierheim, a little bit about the waters that have affected the business of golf. The fact that it is a family sport now, even more than ever in the Midwest and the Great Life territory. It's made 2014 very interesting. Winner last week in It's Your Business Yahoo Fantasy Golf, a guy named Randy Dierheim. The top four, 19th hole Randy. Number two was Golf Addiction with Adam Scott, John Miller. Austed was number three. Golf Etc. was number four. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I'm accepting that win with humility. I mean, there's so much luck that goes into picking the right guys. And, you know, Martin Keimer, who I do have in another pool that I'm in, I kind of took a flyer on him. But little did I know that after, like Dave said, after Friday afternoon, he had basically won that tournament. Par on the following days was going to win. He was three over on Saturday, had a little bit of an off round, but good for Martin. And I actually, the cake that I brought in today, and I'm blessed to have Chef April Austin on our team. She's our culinary chef at Callaway's, but she supports all of our restaurants. And I brought in a delicious lemon cake for you today.
Lemon? How did you know?
Well, I like that flavor myself. It actually has number 702 on it, so I guess we could debate if this is show 702 or 703. If it's 703,
well, they baked it during 702.
I baked it during 702. I mean, we could also call it your mulligan cake, I guess.
I like it.
If it was the wrong number, we could just call it.
Oh no, I like the fact that 702 is a good show.
You're gonna like that.
703 is even better. Hey, I like the fact that your topic this week, German engineering created a plan for success.
Yeah, you know, Martin Keimer, of course, he's won two big tournaments in the United States before his U.S. Open victory, most notably the PGA at Whistling Straits. And then he evidently, according to what we were told on TV over the weekend, decided to recraft his swing. And we hear that a lot about golfers. Tiger Woods has done it like three times. It's hard to believe that guys at this level have to redo their swings, but it helps bring me back again to the fact that we talk about life and business and golf in our show. And in the business world, we're continually reevaluating and re-energizing ourselves and looking at the processes that make us successful. And to Martin's credit, evidently everything came together, you know, on this magical weekend that he experienced at Pinehurst. And so good for him. I guess the proof will be in the pudding. If the swing changes last, he was a world number one at one time. He had a short stay there, but he clearly has some talent. I like his demeanor. You know, we're going to talk about Eric Compton too, but Martin Keimer, talking about staying in the moment, from the moment he hit that first tee shot on Thursday through the winning putt on Sunday, the guy just, and it's part of the German personality. You know, they become a little bit of maybe mechanical. I think Bernhard Langer is in the same, you know, cut from the same cloth. That's kind of the cultural thing, I think, that goes with Germans. But good for him. Big win, huge win. And then you've got Eric Compton, who I think a lot of people, it was almost like California Chrome. It's like the guy that you're trying to will to win. The gap that existed between he and Martin and Ricky Fowler was right there, too. Was virtually insurmountable unless Martin has this tremendous blow-up hole, which wasn't really probably going to happen at Pinehurst given the conditions that they were playing under. But, you know, Eric, we've talked a lot on this show about perseverance. This is a guy that's had two heart transplants. He's not the youngest guy around in the tour, given the medical situations he's had in his life. I think the jury will still be out. I hope he's not like Patrick Reed. I mean, this is the year of Patrick Reed and a flash in the bottle a little bit. Patrick's younger. I hope Eric can stay the course. He's had a good year financially. He's made a lot of money. He's placed well in a lot of tournaments. But I guess time will still tell on how good Eric Compton really is if he's healthy now. We're going to know more about him in a year than we do right now.
You mentioned Ricky Fowler, who traditionally wears orange, but he made the big news Thursday when he came out in the Payne Stewart leggings and had a nice note from Payne's widow that talked about how nice it was that he did that, and it seemed to give Ricky confidence through the tournament with people saying good things about him.
Yeah, what a neat tribute to Payne Stewart. We don't see the Knickers on tour like we did when Payne was around. He was so well known for that outfit and the way that he carried himself and with the grace and dignity. Of course, the historic win that he had at Pinehurst, the statue that exists there now. But it was really a neat move. And I think Ricky Fowler, and there's a few guys on the tour that we hear about this, they appreciate the history of the game. They appreciate those that have gone before them. We hear this in other sports as well, football, basketball, et cetera. But I thought it was very touching. I think it helped generate a tremendous amount of crowd support for Ricky. He didn't have a great day on Sunday. He had to scramble, but then he came back again. He also persevered. He had a kind of a blow-up hole, double bogey. Next thing you know, he's kind of right back in that fight for second, so good for him.
I notice as we go to your picks now for the Travelers, which is the old Hartford tournament that they played with Sammy Davis and some of those that were a part of it, maybe even Jackie Gleason that was a part of it years ago. I don't see any foreigners.
Well, you know, ironically, because and I picked Bubba as my A player, and Bubba loves this tournament, and I think to Dave's point, I think he's going to have a little bit of a rebound round. Matt Kuchar is on the bench for me, and Matt is just such a steady Eddie and a fan favorite. And then I went with the Johnsons, Dustin and Zach, as my B players, with Jason Day, so he's foreign, Australian, and Keegan Bradley on my bench. I do not like those red shoes. I like to wear colorful clothes on the golf course probably as much as you, but the red shoes have to go. My C player is Brooks Koepka, and Brooks kind of made himself a name.
Nice story.
Open. Nice story. Again, great result for him. So I'm going to go with a player that I think is hot. And then another guy that's had a decent spring is, and we don't know a lot about him, is Robert Streb, and he's on the bench for me this weekend. So it's going to be tough for me to do as well as I did last week. Martin was lightning in a bottle for me. I appreciate him, and it'll be fun to watch golf. I'm actually more interested, ironically, to watch the Women's Open this weekend because they're on the same golf course, Pinehurst number 2. There's another neat storyline about an 11-year-old qualifier. There's debate about whether that's appropriate or not that she's been playing, but she qualified. And I want to see the course under the same setup. It'll be really interesting. I hope for the women's sake that the winning score is under par. I don't want to have a women's winner that's 5 or 6 over after Keimer shot, 8 under what he did.
Kim Kaufman sent me a note. She's not at the Pinehurst tournament. She is at Sutton Bay the last couple of days.
Worst place High to be than that. Good
yeah.
for her.
Exactly. Now, you'll be surprised to know that 6 of the last 8 winners at this tournament, first-time winners.
Okay.
Which is an amazing event after a major. Most of the big names are not there, but you had some that missed the cut that need to rebound. It'll
so I need Brooks. I need Brooks to step up because that'd be a first-time winner for him.
It could happen. Randy Dierheim, thanks for the cake. We'll start cutting it, start feeding it. I'll work on that waistline, see if I can improve it. Just a little bit more. Need to do a quick Comfort King testimonial. It's the only way I can compete with these guys with golf picks, with golf, with life, is to get a good night's sleep. And last night, with a tornado coming very, very close to Hartford, it was 3.1 miles from my house, and they were saying it could go any direction. When we found that they had canceled the storm warnings, I was able to hit my controller in that especially put together factory Comfort King bed, and I went right to sleep. Slept like a log. Didn't need the zero gravity, didn't need the massage. Oh, it was a relief. Comfort King. All you got to do is find them all. You can find Comfort King. Go in and see Chris Larson. They'll build one for you, the firmness you need with all the tools that make sense. Comfort to It's Your Business this morning. The business of golf. We've talked with Randy Dierheim, who brought cake for show 702. We've talked with Dave Austin about the water and the fact that they're still sweating the weather, making a big difference. Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic, is a part of the business of golf. And one of the things we're talking about is adding a chiropractor to your team.
Your healthcare team, we all have one. We have a dentist. We have a medical doctor. There might be an orthodontist for the kids. not every family has a chiropractor.
And so you get 32 years. That'd be a pretty good place to start. Are there a couple other reasons?
It'd be a great place to start with me. I've got an excellent staff. I've got a central location. I've got that experience. I've got the ARP wave neurotherapy. But it's not about me. It's about you listeners and your healthcare team. It seems like the more you're educated, the less likely you are to go to the chiropractor. Now, why is that?
That's an interesting stat.
Yeah. I had a cute lady come in, older lady, Medicare age. She had a bad hip, and she was thinking, well, you know, what do they do with hips? They number one replaced joint in the world. And one of her girlfriends, who was a nurse, that it took maybe it took years to get her to come in and see me and finally agree that chiropractic works. At any rate, the lady came in, and it's just been fun to listen to her say, you know, I could go up the stairs two at a time, like a grown-up instead of one at a time. And then the next week it was, you know, I went shopping. You know, I've had to go grocery shopping, and hanging onto the cart, that's kind of like a walker. But I went to TJ Maxx. I went to return something at Macy's. And so now she's telling her girlfriend, the retired nurse, that, you know, my hip is so much better since I've been going to the chiropractor. And then she gets the kind of, oh, really, response. You know, like it must be in your head, or, well, you lucked out or whatever. And I just encourage, there's a lot of listeners right now that whether it was shop vacuuming or whether it was hauling wet carpet out of the basement, you need me and you need to call and we can help.
Well, and that makes a lot of sense. And you do have the ARP wave neuropathy?
Neurologic therapy, yes. This is...
I wasn't even close.
You weren't bad. It's a good thing that you have a...
I need a mulligan on that one.
Well, you've got a four-letter first name. That's always made it easy for you, you know?
So what does that mean in essence?
It stands for Accelerated Recovery and Performance. And what it is a patented blend of micro amperage current and direct current. And for you people that have been to therapy, you've been to the chiropractors, and you've had some electric stim, that type of stim you've had, unless it was in my office, was alternating current. Goes back and forth. Feels good. Has short-term benefits. We use direct current, and that direct flow of electrons changes the charge in the body, and it breaks up scar tissue, and with the scar tissue out of the muscles can function better. If I have strong muscles, I have healthy, pain-free joints. If my joint is wearing out, I've got pain. I've got one of those bad body parts we talked about. Somewhere there's a muscle weakness, and between chiropractic adjustments and this ARP wave neurotherapy, we will restore function to that muscle, and we will improve mobility in that joint, and we'll take the pain out of it.
Dr. Max, how do they reach you?
Call me at 335-0880. Otherwise, Reinecke Chiropractic on the internet, but 335-0880. We've been in the same location for 32 years, just north of the Hy-Vee on Minnesota, 37th and Center.
Guardian Angel's been working overtime to make picks in the Travelers in Hartford, Connecticut, not Hartford, South Dakota. Your picks?
Well, I better not give that Guardian Angel too much trouble. My A players, Bubba Watson, Ryan Moore on the bench. B players, J.J. Henry, Keegan Bradley, with Hunter Mahan and Zach Johnson on the bench. My C players, Tommy Gainey and Chris Stroud on the bench.
I like Gainey. He could surprise this week. He shows up in places that make no sense. But he doesn't have the experience of a Dr. Max Reinecke, Reinecke Chiropractic.
Very good.
All right.
Pleasure being with you.
You know, the other part of the medical side, and they're both side by side today in the business of golf, is Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics. Dr. Tim Lee Burton, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
You and your California fantasy golf partner, I'd rather be playing golf, had two great weeks. Last week, not so great.
Yeah, Michael Rogers, he'll be in town tomorrow, and he'll join me on the show on Friday. But yeah, we did pretty well the last couple of weeks, but this U.S. Open, Martin Keimer, which I don't think anybody picked. He was playing a different golf course than everybody else.
He was. And, of course, you pride yourself with specialty orthopedics, getting people in and out in 24 hours.
That's our goal. Many times we can see someone the same day, but certainly the next day. And I think people live with discomfort for too long. A lot of people think that their discomfort, there's no other solutions for it, and they just have to deal with it or take medications. And people are surprised to find out that there are so many options for various painful areas in the body.
So what should they expect if they choose specialty orthopedics?
Expect, again, to get in pretty quickly. You will be visited by a personable staff. We don't treat people like a number. We treat people like a friend or family. We try our best to get a diagnosis as soon as possible and then go over all the treatment options.
Tiger, swinging the club full, people now saying, bound to be playing the British Open.
I predicted he might play the week, I think it's the week before, maybe 2 weeks before, at his for his foundation. He has a big tournament. That might be
the Quicken Loan.
Yeah.
I think it is. Yes.
Yeah, I think that he might use that as a warm-up for the British. It'd be difficult for him to have the British be his first competitive round back.
Well, and we've heard the vendors in the show say, we need Tiger back to help sell merchandise. Imagine them saying that.
Right. I mean, when you have a leaderboard similar to what we were looking at this past Thursday, Friday, ratings can suffer. Tiger Woods brings the ratings up.
All right. For people to reach you at Specialty Orthopedics to talk about Tiger or their body, what do they do?
You can call 275-5560 or Google Specialty Orthopedics, and we'd be happy to see you quickly.
All right. Your picks for the Travelers, and there's a lot of pressure on you if you're going to have your partner in crime from the West Coast joining us. You need to have some love by Friday morning.
I know I do. I think a lot of people are picking Bubba Watson like I did. He has a lot to prove. He didn't show up very well, and we kind of knew. We talked about it last week when he did his press conference and how defeated he seemed to be after his practice round. But I have Bubba Watson and Ricky Fowler on the bench as A players. I have Jordan Spieth and Webb Simpson as my starters for B, and Jason Day and Justin Rose on the bench for B players, Charlie Hoffman and Kevin Na.
Interesting team, and it's going to be an interesting week. As I had mentioned earlier, 6 of the 8 past winners of this tournament, first-time winners. And nobody really looking at first-timers much this week. We'll see how that all comes together. But look like good picks to me. We appreciate Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Dr. Max Reinecke for joining us. You guys keep us medically fit as we go about the business of golf. When we come back, we'll check with Paul Daugherty, Golf Etc. Last week, he couldn't join us because he had some dings, not in his golf shaft, but in his car. We'll check that story when our business of golf continues.
Kinetico may not be the first water company you think of, but who should you be talking to?
It's Kinetico, Kinetico, Kinetico. Hi, I'm Julene. In 2014, why not trade in your old electric water softener for a new Kinetico? We'll offer you up to $400 for your old softener, and with a new Kinetico water softener that is free of electricity, you've cut the cord. Just call us at 339-3434 or visit KineticoSiouxFalls.com.
For water in the USA, it's as simple as running water. Kinetico, Kinetico, Kinetico. For years, Hartford, South Dakota has proclaimed with punch, we're on the edge of everything. Its citizens, community pride has put us in that position today.
Hi, I'm Sarah Nelson, owner of Hartford Salon Capella. Our business of the month is Tamman Auto and Tire, owned by Lene Radinius. Lene serves as 2014 president of the Hartford Area Chamber of Commerce. Volunteer of the month is Terry Hagen, who raised the money and provided most of the work for Hartford's new amphitheater.
Hartford has everything you need. A grocery store, professional services, Great Life Golf, and now a WOW Entertainment and Fireside. And Hartford has added Sideline Diesel and Repair and Carl V. Carlson's Pemcast. Jamboree Days, June 19th to the 21st. Click HartfordAreaChamber.com or call our development director for detailing.
Go ahead, Bill. It's that time again.
Hartford, South Dakota, on the edge of everything.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Welcome back to the business of golf. It's something that we do each Wednesday morning. And, of course, we've talked a little bit about the weather that we've got out there that's kind of made it difficult for a lot of people along I-90, our friends over in Iowa, our friends in Minnesota, and, of course, all over South Dakota, particularly Lincoln County, that have been affected by the storms themselves. But golf addiction has an advantage that John Miller is joining us right now from their 57th and Marion location. You guys don't have to worry about the weather as long as there's not water standing in your parking lot. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bill. Hey, everybody. Yeah, we have definitely quiet golf addiction. Maybe the parking lot's a little wet, but it's been a rain-filled, wet June we've had so far. So, luckily enough, golf addiction's dry.
Well, and you do have a big event coming up this week that is really pretty special. I think it's this week, is it not?
It is. It's actually tonight, so we're excited about that.
All right, we got a couple of minutes here. Let's talk a little bit about the approach that you had and why you've got a chance for women to learn to play golf without those men in the fairway giving them the evil eye.
Exactly right. So we've learned over the past couple of years that golf addiction, even with my wife golfing and other babies coming in, is that they like the feel of golf addiction. They like being in a bay where it's just themselves. It takes all the other elements and all the other comments out of it. So we said, hey, what a better opportunity to do a ladies event inside of golf addiction. So that's what we're doing tonight. So it's ladies of all ages, whether they're novice golfers, you know, advanced golfers, or amateurs, whatever. We encourage you to come down to Golf Addiction tonight. So it starts at 7 o'clock. And what we're doing is just essentially, well, the most important piece, it's half-price wine tonight, which kind of gets the ladies comfortable.
And appetizers, right?
And appetizers, yes. It's Happy Wine Days. So you get to stay with Adam Scott and learn a little bit about, I guess, the game of golf, just kind of as a basis. And then some quick, easy tips on, hey, you know, what's the easiest way to chip when we get up around the green? What's the easiest way to swing that driver? And what happens, you know what I mean, when you're 50 yards away? What's a couple different shots you can hit? Just easy things like that. And then you guys are going to play on the course on Red Rock Valley here on the simulators. Play a few holes, try things out, come back with questions. Just kind of a fun night to learn a little bit more about golf and a few tips about golf as well, too. So, again, that's at 7 o'clock tonight. It only lasts a couple hours. And half-price wine, we can't beat that.
Well, and it's one of the things that we talked about last week when you were in the studio was that maybe you need to do something for men that want to learn to play golf in the next couple of months.
I think so, too. So we want to get the ladies out because we've had a lot of requests for it. And the next event, we will do a men's event as well, too, because we had a lot of requests on that. Just some quick, easy tips, same kind of a deal. It'll be... We'll learn off of what happened with this one, what the goods and the bads were, and then we'll just keep improving. That's the nice thing about the people business, that we can always take people's recommendations and comments and adapt to what they want and what they need.
I had a chance to be out at Baker's Crossing in a tournament last Friday. It was, Thursday. It was the Teddy Bear Den tournament. And out there, I got to see that you do have a great place where people can actually hit golf balls at Baker Crossing. I had heard about it, but I came, I saw, and I didn't get a chance to conquer.
It is. So we're fortunate enough to have a relationship with Great Life. So whether it's $10 off your hourly rate for golf addiction if you're a Great Life member, or even out at Baker Crossing, they have a nice training simulator out there as well. So if you get rained out halfway through your round, just stop into the clubhouse. They'll flip the sim on for you. You guys can continue your play out at Baker Crossing. Or swing over to 57th and Marion Road over here. And if you swing by on 57th and Marion, there's a lot of changes going on right now in our parking lot. So the Scooters is now going to be open on Friday for coffee. The patio is poured. We should have a functional and operating patio by the end of next week, we're hoping. So a lot of exciting things over on 57th and Marion with Golf Addiction.
John Miller with Golf Addiction. He and Adam Scott have that first of the Golf Addictions. They have a second one in Fargo. And they certainly provide the Great Life prices that you guys share if people want to come in and just play an hour of golf.
Exactly right. Get that $10 off your hourly rate. Then to hit range balls for half an hour, it's only $6 or $12 for an hour just to hit on the range, pre-tournament or just to work on work on some things and work out some kinks.
Ironically, Sunday, I was supposed to play a golf tournament along with my son, Chad, and some others out at Baker's Crossing. It's the Father's Day tournament. It got rained out, so I wound up in Hartford, and as I look up, all of a sudden, behind me is one John Miller.
It was. I was fortunate enough to get out and play with my father as well, too, on Wednesday, and I have my little man with me, so I have a year and a half old. So we all went out golfing, and the ladies came as well, too. It was a great day of golf, a little soggy, but I was outside golfing, so as long as I got a club in my hand, I'm happy, and I had great company as well.
Well, I hope that the four Zortmans didn't slow you down too much, along with Aiden, who is now a second-year graduate of the First Tee program. He got to hit a ball every now and then. He could have played with your one and a half.
Yeah, I think they could have. I even got Paul Doherty with Golf Etc. cut some clubs down for my one-and-a-half-year-old. I'll bring him by sometime. It's pretty cute.
Well, that makes a lot of sense to me. You guys have done some great things out there, and you do have a bus trip planned.
We do. So the next GA Tour is coming up. So it's June 27th. This is the GA Tour South. So that's a 36-hole, I guess, golf extravaganza we'll call it. So we start at 8 a.m. here at Golf Addiction, and we're going to play the back nine of St. Andrews inside. And that's the last time we'll play inside that day. And we're going to head down to Canton, play Hiawatha, play nine holes there. Party bus picks us up at every location. There is free aiming oil / beer on the bus. I will feed you all day, I guess, full of beer and food. And then we head down to Beersford after Canton, play the bridges. And then we're going to end up a point down at Elk Point at the country club down there as our last stop for 36 holes. So the last one was incredible. We knew it would be fun. We weren't sure how much fun we'd have, but we had, I won't say too much fun, just the right amount of fun. And it's cash payouts, great pink prizes, and it's just a great event. There's only 10 teams, so 20 people can play. Just a great time. So if you want to get signed up for that, all you have to do is call us down to Golf Addiction at 605-274-8903. We'll get you signed up, and it's just two-person team in the scramble mode.
You guys did pretty well last week. This week it is not the U.S. Open. There's no Adam Scott in the field. It's the Travelers, not at Hartford, South Dakota, but Hartford, Connecticut. Give us your picks.
Absolutely. So we have Mr. Snedeker as our A player that's in. Matt Kuchar is going to be on the bench. We'll see how Snedeker does in the first round. Dustin Johnson played pretty well. He had some accuracy issues at points, but who doesn't? And then we have Jason Day as well, too, for B players. Keegan Bradley, will be on the bench. Graham DeLette is going to be on the bench as well, too. And Sergio, he's our C player. We're putting him in. So we haven't had Sergio in yet this year, I don't believe, for a while. We're excited for that. And then Henry English is in. Is it Henry or Henrik?
Harris
English. That's what it is. Sorry. He's on the bench as well, too. So we'll see between Sergio and English who we're going to put in day two. So I think that's pretty solid picks. There's a lot of good picks out there, though.
I think there are. And keep playing golf with your son. That's important, John, and it's a part of a real role model that you provide and the Golf Addiction does for the great life. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning, and maybe we'll see you on the golf course or at least see you back on the show Friday.
You bet, sir. We'll get out and play sometime.
All right, one more stop to make this morning. We'll talk golf, give you the host picks, and talk a little bit about Paul Doherty, who a week ago had to deal with the dings in his car this morning. They're checking his eyesight. We'll check that when the business of golf continues.
In today's marketplace, investing for your future requires an understanding of where you are, where you want your money to take you, and managing the risks along the way. I'm Mary Howard with the Howard Group at Baird. Here in Sioux Falls, we've successfully guided investors and their families for 20 years by keeping their interests first, always. Together, we can help secure your financial future. Call us at 605-275-2310 or visit our website at www.howardgroupofbaird.com.
Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
One of the It's Your Business experts that's well known in the Sioux Falls area is Dakota Radon Mitigation's Mike Austed. Mike is from the Austed family, yes, a part of the A-Team. In addition to doing the radon work in the metro area, recent road trips took him to Artesia, Brookings, Yankton, Milbank, and Viber. His A-Team professionally certified mobile radon mitigation unit reaches all over our listening area.
In eastern South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa, radon gas is a major factor in the homes of our lives. Check the official South Dakota website, sd.gov, and go to the health department to get a radon test kit. A 2011 South Dakota report showed that the average home in South Dakota that does test high for radon is over twice the recommended level. If you need help with a test, whether it be for a house sale, closing, or just concerned about the safety of your family, call Mike Austed, the A-Team, at 201-4704. If you need radon mitigation, I'm right here.
The Sioux Empire's most trusted name in news. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9, and Kello.com.
Good friend of ours, Paul Doherty, golf etc., like so many in Sioux Falls and the Sioux Empire, that had some dings in the car from the first go-around. Many more of you did it this last week. There's all kinds of tents set up where people are looking at the damage and trying to figure out how much the damage is. He did that last week, reported back, seemed to be happy with it, but it took a good part of the show to do that. This morning, he's got an eye appointment, but he did forward in his picks for the week. And Golf Etc. made the top half of the picks in the U.S. Open. This week, Paul has got Bubba Watson as his A player, Matt Kuchar on the bench. As far as the Bs, and again, there are four B picks that are made. Two start, two are on the bench. With the part of the Yahoo Fantasy Golf It's Your Business competition. Zach Johnson, Graham DeLette are the starters. Keegan Bradley, Jason Day on the bench. And he likes Sergio Garcia as the starter on the C part of it. Harris English is on the bench. One of the things that Paul has done in this show is to do a little bagology. He checks the clubs in the bag. He's worked with Dave Scatero, who was Project One. He's worked with Dr. Tim Lee Burton. And we're working with a young high school golfer that is one of the area schools, and we hope to have her on the air and working with Paul in the very near future. And, of course, Golf Etc. is located near Billions, Firehouse Sub, and just south of O'Gorman High School. As far as Dave Scatero this week, his picks, he's got Ryan Moore, one of the few that picked Moore this week as the lead on the A side of it. Lefty Bubba Watson, who didn't make the cut last week, that loves this track at the Travelers. Jason Day and Jerry Kelly start as the B. Dustin Johnson, Keegan Bradley on the bench. And Charlie Hoffman, who this year decided to have a new look, got a haircut. He's looking more proper for a Connecticut stop. He is the C pick, along with rookie Jason Allred. As far as the host of the show, in this, our 702nd, 703rd show, not sure which, but I know we had good lemon cake that our good friend Randy Dierheim brought in this morning. And I'll tell you what, it was good. It'll be online. It'll be a part of our blogs. It'll be a part of the podcast on this show that we'll be putting up within the next 24 hours. I've got Bubba starting, and I've got Mark Leishman, who has played the Travelers very well. Jason Day, Graham DeLette agrees with some other picks that have been made this morning. But I've got John Rollins and Ben Crane, who play very well in Connecticut. Chris Stroud, who was the runner-up last year, to Ken Duke. I've reversed him this year. I've got Stroud winning, Ken Duke on the bench. So that's our golf show today. We invite you to visit our vendors. Austed Golf, two locations in Sioux Falls, Golf Addiction, which is out at 57th and Marion, and then on 41st, Golf Etc. Our doctors, Dr. Max Reinecke, been in business for 32 years. He provides the experience to help you with whatever ails you. Dr. Tim Lee Burton from Specialty Orthopedics, and he'll be back with us on our show Friday. And, of course, Randy Dierheim, who brought the cake this morning, Pinnacle. We'd love to reach that 700 number. The 800 number looks like it'll be in the last quarter of this year. Jack Taylor and John are now fans of the show. They got cake, and they ate it too. For now, our time's up. Thank you for yours.